This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you and good afternoon. Not only is October the host of National 4-H Week, but it's also National Pork Month. The Illinois Pork Producers Association has special activities planned throughout the month, and one of those activities makes you eligible to win free pork products. I talked with the association's Director of Communications, Morgan Booth, to get the scoop. Morgan, we are in the month of October, and October is actually a very exciting month for people in the pork world because it's National Pork Month.
Yes, it is. We're very excited about that. Obviously, this is a big month for us, and for this year, for October Pork Month, we are doing a fun scratch to win contest and partnering with County Markets for that.
Awesome. Well, that sounds like it could be some fun. So fill us in on that contest. Give us some more details.
Yeah, absolutely. So all you have to do to enter is text the word pork to 43817, and that'll begin this Friday, October 7th, all the way through the end of the month. Like I said, it's the word pork to 43817, and if you text that number in, you'll get a link to a game that is kind of like a lottery scratch-to-win type thing. And if you match three items, you have the chance to win some awesome pork prizes, which include a free package of bacon, a whole boneless pork loin, or a tailgating package, which includes some pork chops, pork loin, pork burgers, and brats. So lots of fun pork products to win.
Sounds pretty easy. You just have to text, and anybody's eligible, I assume?
Yep, and anybody's eligible as long as you text pork to 43817. And I said it's at the County Market Stores in Illinois.
Awesome. Sounds like a good partnership you've got going. And also, I think you've got something else planned later on in the month or a few days later happening in Springfield.
Yeah, we have a pig basketball tournament happening on the 10th of October over at the Carasotes YMCA here in Springfield. All boys and girls between 9 and 12 are welcome to come over and enter. And we've got the tournament going, and pork will also be there grilling out some pork burgers to make sure everybody gets their protein in. It'll be, I believe, $10 for members of the YMCA, $15 for non. But, you know, a lot of kids aren't in school that day, so what better way to take a trip on over to Springfield and enter into the tournament?
Is there any pre-registration, or can you just sign up on-site?
We definitely would like you to pre-register if you can by October 5th, and you can get more information at the Springfield YMCA website, which is springfieldymca.org.
All right. Well, sounds like a couple of fun events, and I know that the pork producers, you know, you're celebrating National Pork Month and doing some special things, but you also have events happening throughout the year as well.
Yeah, absolutely, we do. Like I said, October is a big month. After October, we'll start getting ready for Illinois Pork Expo, which is January 31st and February 1st. And then after that, we'll kind of start gearing up towards State Fair, and we've got lots of little grill and cookout events in between there as well.
Always fun to visit with you and get an update about the pork producers. And I know I did see you at the State Fair, and you had the pork patio again. Maybe just to recap for us, how did things go at the Illinois State Fair this summer?
Went pretty good for us. I think it was a little bit of a slow time for everybody. The weather had a little bit of an impact, but we still had a great turnout and, you know, raised a lot of money for our programs that we do throughout the year.
Well, good deal. And Morgan, if you would, just remind us again the details of your Porkapalooza contest and, again, the details about your basketball tournament as well.
For the pig basketball tournament, again, that's October 10th over at the Carasotes YMCA in Springfield. And if you can register by October 5th, you can go to our website or the Springfield YMCA website for more details. And for our Porkapalooza contest, we partnered with Illinois County Market. And to enter and win for that, all you have to do is text the word pork to 43817.
And again, to be entered to win those pork products, text PORK, P-O-R-K, to 43817. Coming up next, we'll find out how things are looking in the fields of Madison County right after these messages. The state crop report says corn and soybean harvest continues to make rapid progress, with some operators finished and moving on to fall field activities. Corn mature increased to 97% compared to 89% for the 5-year average. Corn harvest was 43% complete compared to 44% last year, and corn condition rated 1% very poor, 3% poor, 14% fair, 56% good, and 26% excellent. Soybeans coloring increased to 94% compared to the same number last year, and soybeans dropping leaves increased to 80% compared to 79% for the 5-year average. Soybean harvest was 16% complete compared to 42% at this time last year, and soybean condition rated 2% very poor, 3% poor, 15% fair, 56% good, and 24% excellent. And winter wheat planted was at just 6% compared to 12% for the 5-year average. And for this week's local crop update, we'll be talking with a farmer who raises all 3 of the crops we just mentioned. Today's report comes from Steve Plocker in Madison County. Steve, it's been a little while since we last talked, and now we are well into harvest. So how are things going for you this fall?
Well, it's been a pretty fast fall once we got started here. Corn, with the weather we had, the corn really dried down faster than most people expected, so a lot of people selling 15 and below moisture corn in this area. So if it wouldn't have been for the rain here this past weekend, the corn would have been about history in this part of the country.
So it sounds like you're pretty far along then with harvesting your corn crop.
Yeah, we would have finished like on Friday, but we got rained out on Thursday, and then we had rain Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So depending on where you're at in the area, we've had from a half inch to an inch and a half of rain. So it's a little damp, and we're kind of waiting this morning for things to dry out, so hopefully get started in corn again this afternoon and then should finish up tomorrow.
How has the corn been looking as far as quality of the grain and stock quality? Have you had any issues?
For the most part, no. There's a little bit of damage everywhere, but not really been an issue. But you hear in the countryside there's certain varieties and certain fields that did have some issues. But for the most part, I think in this part of the air, part of the country, there's been very few issues that were really anything to be much worried about.
Well, that's always good to hear. And I know you've got some beans, too. So when do you think you'll get started on those?
I was hoping last week, but with the weather, they're almost ready, but they just can't seem to quite get over the hump. So we get a couple nice days here. We get finished up with corn, hopefully we'll get into beans here right away. But there's still some fields that are got quite a bit of green to them, but some of the earlier varieties are really getting close. And if we get the right sunshine and a little air, I think they'll be ready to go.
And from what I've heard, the beans are tall, they look good, so I assume you're expecting some pretty good yields?
Yeah, we've got one field here right by my home farm that pretty high fertility field, and 2 years ago when it was in beans, it made over 70 bushel an acre, which I was very pleased with, and hate to say it, but they almost look better this year. So you never know till you get out there, but I think we'll be very pleased with the bean yields the way it looks. Yes.
And then always something, because after you're done with beans, I assume you'll be having some winter wheat to start planting.
Yeah, we always plant some winter wheat. We've been very fortunate we do get pretty good yields here on some of the rolling ground we've got. So we kind of twofold. We use wheat somewhat as a cover crop to protect the soil there. And also then we've got good luck with double crop beans following the winter wheat in this area. So winter wheat and double crop beans is still a very profitable enterprise here on our farm.
Sure, and I know you've got some cattle, and this is kind of changing the subject here, but did you cut any silage this year, or do you feed silage on your farm?
Yeah, we've got 2 silos we still fill with corn silage, and then we've got about 40 acres of alfalfa hay. So we did get silage. That the tonnage there was a little lower this year. The corn just didn't have the height, so it took a few more acres to fill the silos. And we'll have a 6th cutting of alfalfa here for a frost cutting here in October that, with all the warm weather and moisture we've had, it's an amazing looking crop at this point.
Well, it sounds like you've had a pretty good year. Steve, is there anything that we haven't touched on yet that you'd like to mention?
No, I'd say just the thing that everybody preaches, you know, be safe out there and watch out for the other guy, because unfortunately they're not watching out for you. So if you get out on the highways, be careful.
Thanks again to our friend Steve Plocker of Madison County for that local update. And that's all we've got today for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.